Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob McLean. Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and Monday. Can't trust that day. Aloha's to you. Hour number two. Getting it away right now with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South, the president, not to mention dean of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. Great to have you along, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, or if you prefer to send me a text, just address that to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, of course, bob@1063word.com. And the key word for this hour, CAP, C-A-P, simple as that, CAP. Text it to 72881. Using it in a sentence, I wish Nancy Pelosi would put a cap on her mouth. That's probably wishful thinking on my part. In on the text line this afternoon, Bobby, I left my car, well, actually truck, running outside the store. No need to worry about the younger generation stealing it. They can't drive a stick shift. Stick shift? What's that? You can leave them directions, but if you wrote it in cursive, they wouldn't be able to read them. What the... for Annie, still back in the news center? Yeah, she's there. For Annie, if you're traveling on Bethany Road between Levon and Georgia Roads, please be careful. There is a vulture convention about halfway through it. I believe a boar was hit by a car and is in a ditch. Please make it a point of keeping your speed down today. From Katie. Thank you, Katie. Bethany Road between Levon... That was a Nelson song, wasn't it? Levon and Georgia Rhodes. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Well, not as Loudon Wainwright III said. Actually, in this case, we believe it to be a dead boar. Okay. To Annie's question of the day, I'm a lot less interested in how many people lost friends on social media, more interested in the interviewed Democrat and the direction he wants this country to go in. Since Trump is obviously so wrong. A little sarcasm on the end there. Bobby, do Republicans like Mitch McConnell and Lindsey, they don't want to say anything because they're just as guilty as Biden? Bobby Mack says, you don't need no stinking cap, but a cape, on the other hand, is required. There you go. Now, Bobby, Smart Money says Adam Schiffhead was one of those guys who spent a good part of his high school years stuffed in a locker. Oh. Right. And about a previous mention of football, Bobby, how about the Gamecocks beating Georgia? Between the hedges? In Athens? With a third-string quarterback? Wow. Bobby, about the previous reference to Chrisley and Graham, That is Lindsay, of course. They're from the same area. Gotcha. Bobby, we don't have control over what happened in U.S. history 200, 500 years ago. So why complain about it now? Haven't and shouldn't we learn from history and the past? Why do we hammer the bad history like we're still living it? Well, because the left, of course, believes that America is a bad place, founded on racist white privilege principles, and shouldn't continue in that direction. Obama, of course, promised a transformation of America, which Hillary would have continued for the regressives for another 4 years, maybe eight, till Donald Trump came along and tossed a monkey wrench into their apple cart, to mix metaphors. To the phones we go. Brian is first up in this hour. He is in Greenville. Hi, Brian, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby. About that previous caller, you know, just complaining about the Kingsman video.
Yes.
I have another reason why I would feel uncomfortable with that. I mean, number one, I would have known what would have been the response once it got out in the media.
Oh, God, yes.
But number two, Trump is always, I think Trump is wrong, but he has often tried to blame violence that goes on out there on video games. And I think the Kingsman is based on a video game. So, I don't know. It's just, it's a very uncomfortable sort of situation.
Well, look, in a perfect world, none of this stuff would happen. But when Trump supporters feel a kinship with their president, as in a former president famously said, "I feel your pain," and see the constant, never-ending, unceasing attacks that happen on him and his family, and then somebody reacts in this fashion, in a perfect world, that probably shouldn't happen. But people can only take so much before they're going to react. Now, is this the way that I would like to see him react? No, probably not. You know, because it does, to a degree, glorify violence, and that's never a good thing. But look, people have had it up to here with the left attacks, the unceasing attacks on Donald Trump. And so based in that context, you can understand why people will make some bad decisions.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here, sir. Oh, I am caught up with the text line. Well, that's a first. Good. Okay, good. I'm caught up to the text line for this. Oh, sorry, I thought I was. We got an additional text or two at the top. Bobby, isn't Shifty's sister married to Soros's son? I had thought so, and in fact, I'd mentioned that on the program, but it turns out that's internet garbage. I believe that Adam Bullshift doesn't even have a sister. So, this was internet conjecture that he was related by marriage to George Soros. Is he related to him philosophically? Oh, yeah. Bobby, dead boar in the road. I thought Nancy Pelosi had left town already. Oh, boy. All right. Quarter after four here on the Bobby Mack Show. I don't get too many hard copy letters anymore, but I am in receipt of one today. It's interesting, and I'll share it with you when we come back on the other side. Meantime, the poster child for what the regressives want America to be, California strikes again, going after guns. How bad is this one? When the ACLU says new California laws are a significant threat to civil liberties. When the ACLU says that, you know it's bad. Be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. 422 here, the Bobby Mack Show. As I mentioned, I don't often get real printed on paper letters anymore because, you know, people communicate with text messages and email and what have you. So it's kind of interesting when I do get one, and I appreciate it because obviously it's more laborious to actually sit down and type out a letter. Bob McLean Show, 106.3 WORD FM, Greenville, South Carolina. A better place. Hi, Bob. Needless to say, I've been enjoying your show and the same time slot for a number of years. Unfortunately, I'm on the go with my car radio on, hearing only an interrupted maybe 30-plus minutes per day. And that probably is about average, I would think. I'm just a very old guy who's been around since 1930. My father came over from the old country when he was 6 years old, 1907. They had a medical inspection as he and his family were boarding the ship in Naples, Italy. The medical team saw a scratch on his forehead and made him and his families wait another week until his wound had healed before they could board the boat for the USA. Apparently, the requirements concerning entering the United States have been watered down. To say the least, that's putting it mildly. Immigration and idle hands are the subject matter of my message to you, and hoping that you would find it a good subject to be discussed on your show. It's interesting that the enclosed letter to our politicians, all of which I voted for and would prefer to remain confidential, and which I've not heard from since sending this letter on 23rd September, have not acknowledged receiving it. Regardless, I believe that those crossing over into the USA should be aware of what to expect and what we expect of them if they are planning to live here. Just some thoughts from Jack in Simpsonville. Thank you, Jack. The Honorable Lindsey Graham, U.S. Senate, 290 Russell Senate Office Building, D.C., 20510, September 23rd, 2019. Pardon me. Dear Senator Graham, my concern is for the refugees, immigrants, and others along the borders who are entering and planning to live here in the USA as they remain in custody with time on their hands. They are entering a country that they know little or nothing about. We have a proud history of revolution, civil war, world wars, campaigns, etc., all where men and women died to make this a better place. I would assume that's what they are aspiring to do. They should be educated while you have a captive audience. A better place didn't just happen. They need to understand how it happened. People fought, died, and exercised their right to vote to make this a better place. We have a constitution and we abide by it. If we are not already doing it, I would suggest that all of these persons who are waiting for entry should be occupying their spare time with learning about the USA. Learn about our history, possibly even learning to speak English. Take some time of the load off the school districts. A socialist society did not create a better place. A socialist society will only devastate it, as most likely they just arrived from. They should not expect to live in the USA on handouts. Everyone who can work does work. We don't encourage a class society, as they probably left for a better place. Sincerely, signed Jack, last name withheld by me, U.S. Air Force, 7 years, Simpsonville, South Carolina. Thank you, Jack. I appreciate your taking the time to write that and share the family history with me, and I appreciate your taking time to type it out and bring it by the radio station and drop it off for me. Appreciate that very much. Now then, I mentioned this guy who is a first-class idiot, who is the governor of California. This guy, you know, if they were to do a remake of the movie Idiocracy, this guy would be typecast in it as one of the leading politicians of the day. This was at Zero Hedge today. California adopted 15 firearms-related bills last Friday, including a controversial red flag gun confiscation law, which adds co-workers, employers, and educators to the list of those who can file a gun violence restraining order on those they claim are a danger to themselves and others. Currently, only law enforcement and immediate family members can apply to temporarily confiscate people's firearms. Most of the new laws will take effect January 1, according to the LA Times. Signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, what a piece of work this guy is, with his slicked back hair and all the rest, after being vetoed twice by his Democrat predecessor as governor, Jerry Brown, who said that educators can work through family members or law enforcement if a restraining order is required. The gun confiscation bill is so broad, the ACLU, not known for standing up for conservative principles, I might point out, the gun confiscation bill is so broad that ACLU said it poses a significant threat to civil liberties, since guns can be seized from owners before they have an opportunity to contest the confiscation of their weapon, and those making the request may lack the relationship or skills required to make an appropriate assessment. This is really bad, and when you hear the details of this, it only gets worse. I'll share that with you on the other side. 4:29 as we get ready to drop in Annie in the News Center, who will update us on breaking news going on this afternoon. Then I'm right back here on the Bobby Mack Show on Monday on 106.3 WORD. Arriba.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Dan.
That doity lowdown. So we'll give you every day here the lowdown on what the lefties are really up to, despite all their self-serving, wrap themselves in the flag, defending the Constitution kind of bull that they want to spread. So Gavin Newsom, the idiocracy governor of California, has now signed into law 15 new firearms-related bills, and the way the left operates, and I'm going to get some of the details on what exactly they're up to here. But you don't have to be Nostradamus to see what's coming here. Now that these things are signed into law, even Governor Moonbeam, Newsom's predecessor, Jerry Brown, didn't think that these things should be law, and so he vetoed them. He refused to sign them into law. But now that they're here, you know what the next phase is going to be. Nancy Pelosi, California. Adam Schiff, California. Oh, you know, this is wonderful bills that were passed recently in California, these red flag gun confiscation laws. These should be the model. This is prototypical what we need nationally. This should be a template for a new federal red flag gun. You know, this is going to be where they're going to take this thing. The gun confiscation bill, so broad that the ACLU said it poses a significant threat to civil liberties, since guns can be seized from owners before they have an opportunity to contest their guns being taken away. In other words, you are assumed guilty without being given an opportunity to defend yourself or prove your innocence. This is exactly the reverse of what the founders intended in America. There's another aspect of this as well, and that is that some of these people, in an effort to contest their guns being taken away, may lack the relationship or skills required to make an appropriate assessment. All that is needed under this new law, all that is needed for a coworker or an educator, and of course we know there aren't many progressive leftists in the field of education, right? All that's needed for a coworker or educator to file a complaint is to have had, quote, substantial and regular interactions with the gun owner, along with permission from their employers or school administrators. Those seeking the orders will be required to file a sworn affidavit outlining their concerns. Well, sworn on what? Sworn on the Bible? Sworn on your word as a regressive leftist? Now, the moron who authored this bill, the gun grabber who sponsored this bill, and brought it up, Democrat Assemblyman Phil Ting of San Francisco said, quote, "With school and workplace shootings on the rise, it's common sense." There's that phrase again. They love to throw that around. "It's common sense to give the people we see every day the power to intervene and prevent tragedies." Citing a recent study which found that 21 mass shootings may have been prevented by a gun restraining order. There's no way to prove that. There's no evidence for that whatsoever, other than a leftist gun-grabbing organization putting out a study that claims that, which does not make it so. That's not all. Meantime, a companion bill signed by Governor Newsom and written by Democrat Assemblywoman Jackie Irwin, J-A-C-Q-U-I, Jackie. Jackie Irwin of Thousand Oaks allows gun violence restraining orders to last from 1 to 5 years, though gun owners would be allowed to petition the state to get their guns back earlier. Yeah, if you can afford a lawyer. You think the gun grabbers on the left are going to give you a public defender? In another Ting-authored companion bill, gun owners who agree to voluntarily surrender their firearms can notify the court via a form, leading to a hearing, avoiding a hearing, which Ting says wastes time and resources. Yeah, we certainly wouldn't want to waste time and resources on your constitutional rights, would we, Ms. Ting? The NRA's Amy Hunter, meanwhile, said of another bill signed on Friday, SB 61, which prohibits Californians from buying more than one semi-automatic rifle per month and bans the sale of such rifles to those younger than 21. Quote, this bill places burdens on law-abiding residents, adding it will not make anyone safer. Republican state legislators, what do they have, two of them out there in California? Republican state legislators criticized the one gun a month bill, as well as the state's failure to remove guns from the thousands of felon and the severely mentally ill, as they are already empowered to do. Instead, said Yuba City Republican Assemblyman James Gallagher, instead, we continue to do more and more legislation that interferes with the law-abiding citizen's right to own and possess firearms, which is their constitutional right to do. According to the LA Times, other bills signed Friday by Governor Newsom will allow those subject to a gun violence restraining order to submit a form to the court voluntarily relinquishing their firearm rights, require firearm packaging to contain a warning statement on suicide prevention. God. See, they're just trying to add more onerous stuff to add to the cost of any firearm that you could buy. Look, if you're thinking about killing yourself, a warning statement inside the packaging of a firearm, you think that's going to prevent somebody from using a firearm for the purpose of committing suicide? Other bills mandate that county sheriffs who issue licenses for concealed weapons charge a fee covering the cost of vetting the applicant, thus eliminating the current $100 cap on fees. Prohibit gun shows at the Del Mar Fairgrounds in San Diego County and require starting in 2024 that the sale of components used to build a firearm, often used to build untraceable ghost guns, be carried out through a licensed vendor. So, look, common sense gun laws. Remember that Project Veritas video where they had one of the gun grabbers on there who said, essentially, and I'm paraphrasing here, but this is very close. Yeah, you know, we use that common sense language for public dissemination, but what we really want, of course, is to round up all the guns. In on the text line, Bobby, somebody needs to inform Ms. Ting common sense and gun laws are mutually exclusive. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Right back on the other side. Today's good news story also coming along in the last segment here of hour number two on Monday. Be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Rock on, brother.
That is precisely what we do for 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday. Great to have you. Well, welcome back, Bobby Mack Show at 9 before 5 in on my text line. Bobby, I would think the left would be against warning statements on firearms in their packaging, as suicides are counted as murders in the current gun crime statistics, which makes things seem much worse than they are. Bobby, as they said about that Chinese airliner that crashed in San Francisco a few years ago, dumb ting wrong. There you go. Ting, didn't that used to be used to treat athlete's foot before one of the ingredients was banned? Bobby, what will the next bill do? Limit purchases of 3D printers? Or maybe mandate knives with only round tips, like Great Britain? Bobby, I'm sure if the warning label in firearms packaging stated that suicide is illegal, that would surely prevent people from killing themselves, especially those with mandatory sentences. Dude, those warnings don't work. I've been an outlaw after taking that thing off my mattress. I pulled it off, throwing caution to the wind. I'm living on the edge, my friend. There you go. Bobby, in reference to those gun laws you were talking about, the warning on a gun box in the packaging, how many people bought a pack of cigarettes and read the Surgeon General's warning and then threw the cigarettes away, never to have smoked one? Sarcasm off now. Gotcha. Bobby, good news, your Skins got a win. Bad news, they don't play the Dolphins again. Don't call them my Skins anymore. I gave up on them. Daniel Snyder's ruined that team, and it's not coming back. Bobby, I think our country's actually been gone about 60 years. Guess some folks haven't gotten the memo. Bobby, with the story of the lady who was killed by a cop in Fort Worth, who went by after getting a call to check on her welfare, fresh in our heads, how could anyone support red flag gun laws? Bobby, wow, the ACLU is actually sticking up for the civil liberties of gun owners? Even a broken clock is right twice a day. Bobby, when we moved to Kuwait, we had to go directly to the clinic and be tested for TB. Then we had to be inoculated against the disease. My children had to learn Kuwaiti history and take Arabic. This was not negotiable. And what a novel idea, to be taught about our country, learn the language while waiting to enter the U.S. I'm sure some liberal attorney would scream that some civil liberty is being violated. Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Bobby, I get the temperature in Cali, California, might appeal to some, but is that enough reason to subject yourself to nearly perpetual drought, floods and mudslides, continuous wildfires, earthquakes, and Santa Ana winds? Yeah, don't forget the power blackouts, too. To make matters worse, the state government would make Joseph Stalin proud. No wonder companies are leaving in droves. I routinely look for alternatives when I find a product I want to buy that is made or sold and has a connection to California. There you go. Okay, I think we have time for today's good news story. We certainly have enough bad stuff. Let's get some good in here, and here's Gary Goodvoice.
Time to feel good.
Oh, yeah.
It's Bobby Mack's good news.
Good news story for this Monday. You dog lovers will appreciate this one. Woman in Florida lost her dog. This happened way back in 2007. And so she figured, well, you know, dog's run off, I'll never see it again. But she kept paying the $15 annual fee to keep the dog's microchip activated. Somebody finally found the dog 1,000 miles away. in Pittsburgh 12 years after the dog went missing.
Hi, baby. I missed you.
I was at work and my son was 12 years old and accidentally opened the door in the afternoon after school one day, and we never saw her again. I held out hope because I paid for that microchip every year. Cried so many nights not having her. We came together. So excited.
Yeah, that's nice. 12 years. So the dog is now 17 years old. Let's hope it has some longevity left so it can be back home again. Text line as we get ready to wrap up hour number two. Bobby, I knew a guy from California, told me a couple of years back during some wildfires, it was driving packs of coyotes to enter the neighborhoods. It was too dangerous to go out into your own backyard at night. Wow. Bobby, why are they called red flag laws? They were brought up by Democrats, not Republicans. Bobby, if we made laws against abortion as Democrats make against guns, if you've ever had an abortion, you can't work in the healthcare industry, nursing homes, or anything to do with the care of another human being, because abortion clearly indicates you have no respect for human life. Bobby, those warnings in the packaging of guns must be written in crayon or emojis, given the level of education in our public system. 5 o'clock Follies, hour number three, on the way next here on Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.